Hall Monitor Energy. Washington Post editor Ruth Marcus trolled for saying she lectured random stranger on masks. By Paul Bois on October 17, 2021. Washington Post deputy editorial page editor Ruth Marcus sparked ire on Twitter when she claims she lectured a random stranger about wearing a mask. In a tweet on Sunday, Marcus said she scolded an unmasked man with whom she shared an elevator ride in Madison, Wisconsin, labeling it an example of just how far the country has fallen. In Madison, Wisconsin, by now I should know better, but I get an elevator. It stops on lower floor. Man steps in, unmasked, she tweeted. Sign in elevator says masks required. Me, getting out, you know, it would be really nice if you wore a mask. Man, I don't care what you think. America 2021. It's a rule, a county rule, she added. Face coverings are required among people ages 2 and older when in any enclosed space open to the public where other people, except for members of the person's own household or living unit, are present. Conservatives from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' press secretary Christina Pushaw to author Michael Malice did not take kindly to Marcus's mask lamentations in light of being fully vaccinated. Ruth Marcus has pushed a bevy of left-wing talking points about the coronavirus pandemic, such as when she argued that doctors should be allowed to refuse unvaccinated patients if resources are scarce. I'm going to come right out and say it, in situations where hospitals are overwhelmed and resources such as intensive care beds or ventilators are scarce, vaccinated patients should be given priority over those who have refused vaccination without a legitimate medical or religious reason. This conflicts radically with accepted medical ethics, I recognize. And under ordinary circumstances, I agree with those rules. The lung cancer patient who's been smoking 2 packs a day for decades is entitled to the same treatment as the one who never took a puff. The drunk driver who kills a family gets a team doing its utmost to save him. Although, not perhaps, a liver transplant if he needs one. Doctors are healers, not judges. In another article for the Washington Post, Marcus also argued people should be forced to take the vaccine as a condition of going to work or enrolling in school. Do whatever it takes, and, recent weeks have shown, it is going to take steps like these to get the pandemic under control, she wrote.